Diplomatic relations between Rome and Paris have sunk to their lowest level after France's decision to recall its ambassador to Italy. The move follows a series of sharp remarks aimed at French President Emmanuel Macron by members of the Italian government. Tension reached tipping point earlier this week when Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Luigi Di Maio, who heads the anti-establishment five-star movement, met with a delegation of French yellow vest anti-government protesters outside Paris.
We have been just dealing with factual things in the last months. We have demonstrated that there is a lot of hypocrisy in Europe when it comes to the root causes of some issue like migrants or the European budgetarian issues and so on. And we want to tackle these issues directly there. So I think that this is not a real crisis at the end. This is a crisis of Mr. Macron against our government.
In recent weeks, members of the Italian government have accused France of manipulating the economies of 14 African countries that use the CFA franc, a currency underwritten by the French Treasury and pegged to the euro. Rome says the move forces millions of Africans to leave their country for Europe.
No country can deal with migration issues alone. Global agreements are needed to regulate it, as the United Nations suggests. Let's bear in mind that 70 million people around the world are escaping wars, famine and persecution.
After Tuesday's meeting with representatives of the Yellow Vest movement, Di Maio had declared that a new Europe is being born. France described the statement as a further provocation and manipulation for electoral aims ahead of May's EU elections.
France's Yellow Vest movement has become so popular in Italy that a number of Italian citizens who have felt marginalized by Rome's politics for years has founded an Italian version of the movement. The first protest is to be held on Saturday, February 9, here in the Italian capital. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.